It might be redesigning your website with a new look and feel. You might be introducing a new piece of functionality into your site. Whatever the case, if you're in an organisation of any reasonable size, the chances are you're going to have to talk to other stakeholders, other people within your organisation, and get their buy-in before you can proceed on the project. The trouble is that's often handled badly, and it's really important that you handle that buy-in, that consultation, in the right way. Get it wrong and people are going to object to the project. The biggest mistake you can make is sending them an outline of whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's, you know, showing them a new design or showing them a wireframe of a new piece of functionality or whatever else, and saying to them, what do you think? The reason being, well, there's two problems with that. One is they've got no background information. They're looking at something cold without understanding the context or understanding the audience or understanding why you've taken the approach you have. And number two is because you're asking them, what do they think? So what they're doing is giving you a personal response. Instead, what you want to do is enable them to make an educated decision. And you do that in two ways. First of all, make sure they've got all the background information. So for example, we often record little videos where we talk through what we've done and why we've done it, and let clients look at that instead. The other thing that we regularly do is we'll not ask them what do they think of the design, but then we say, you know, what do you think your users will think of the design? How do you think they'll react to it? Does this design or this piece of functionality or whatever, does it back up your business aims and objectives? Because that way it takes it out of being personal opinion and focuses it on what's important. So that's my tip for today, is to make sure you engage with your internal stakeholders in the right way so that they understand all of your reasonings for taking the approach that you have, and they give you the right kind of feedback rather than just expressing their personal opinions.